12 graden en dalend in Hilversum. Donna Summer and She Works Hard for the Money. Donna Summer does it for money, and Sheena Easton does it for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do it for?
For food.
Leuk.
Ja, een dus koninkrijk een, voor ja, een broodje. Dus
het is eigenlijk streng verboden hoor, wat we doen. Dat een hoop gepraat in Radio Zonder Flauwekul. Maar ik, stel je voor dat we het voor elkaar krijgen. Ik hoop dat we Brian Ferry nog te pakken kunnen krijgen. En Kate Bush, dat zou te gek zijn, een duet. Misschien mag ik het nummer wel schrijven.
Ja,
maar voel dat, ik me dat, net Wil Luik ingehaald.
Officieel kan dat niet, hè, zo'n nummer schrijven. Want wij zijn daar niet toe gemachtigd.
Goed, je bent al aan het draaien, zie ik. Nou, gaat die al over? You know? Gaat die al over of niet? Ja, gaat al over. Even kijken.
Hi, Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland again. Could you put me through to Mr. Fanick's office, please?
Yes, he's on the other line, I'm afraid. Charlie help you again?
Excuse me?
Could his assistant help you?
Sure.
Yes?
Yes.
Lovely. So much. The third time.
Very lovely indeed.
Hello?
Hi, this is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland again.
Yes?
Mr. Fanick still on the phone?
Yes, he is, actually.
Could I hold?
Yes, okay, fine.
Okay, well...
I'll put you on hold.
Sure, I'll sit back and wait.
Okay.
Vreselijk. Lang wachten.
Terrible. Schiet op.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Fanick.
Yeah, hello.
This is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland.
Yes, hi.
Listen, I got your number from Polydor here in Holland.
Right.
And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to reach Brian Ferry.
Right, well, you're speaking to the right person.
Excuse me?
You're speaking to the right person. I'm Brian's manager.
Oh, great. Listen, I had an interview with Kate Bush last week.
Right.
And we recorded that. We're broadcasting that on television tomorrow.
Right.
And in that interview, she told me that she would really love to do a duet with Brian Ferry.
Right.
And I thought it would be fantastic, you know, to hear what Brian Ferry had to say about that.
Right.
Would there be any way for me to get in touch with him?
No. I mean, what the best plan of campaign is? I mean, what are you? What you're looking for the interview? To mention it on the interview.
No. See, tonight on the radio, you know, just for the fun of it, we just wanted to see what Brian had to say about it. I mean, there's no goal except that maybe Kate and Brian might eventually do an interview together.
Yeah.
But you know, I just was wondering what he had to say about that.
Right. Well, I'll have to talk to him about it.
Well, maybe shall I just let you hear that one part from the interview?
Sorry?
Would you like to hear that one part from the interview that,
Yes, I mean, how can I?
Well, we'll let you hear it. Hold on a second. Here it comes.
If you could do a duet, if you would want to, would you want to do a duet with anybody?
Yes, I mean, there are lots of people.
Yeah?
Yes.
Name a few.
Well, I think the trouble with those kind of questions is as soon as you're putting them in, all these names just disappear from your brain. But, definitely... I mean, there are people I admire tremendously, like, I'd love to work with Brian Ferry. Mm-hmm. His voice is superb.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, great.
Well, what do you think? Is there a possibility?
I can't tell. I mean, it's up to Brian, really. Well, it's up to Brian and Kate, you know, the
Well, Kate obviously seems willing.
Yeah, I know, but obviously I'll have to ask Brian.
Yeah.
Or tell Brian of the sort of conversation, because it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting idea. Well, I tell you what, why don't we speak again on Monday?
Monday, okay.
And then let me see what the...
Great, great.
Okay.
Then I'll call you Monday afternoon.
Okay. I mean, the only thing I would say, Adam, is that Brian may not want to commit himself.
Oh, no, of course not.
But I may say that. I mean, you know, because it's one of those things, you know, that... it's great what Kate said, but it's one of those things that one doesn't sort of... pre-publicize and arrange, you know what I mean?
Oh, of course not.
I mean,
no.
If that came together, it was, you know, it's more exciting as a surprise rather than a, you know, like, hey, we're going to do a duet together, you know what I mean?
I understand completely, yeah.
But I mean, I really appreciate you sort of bringing it to my attention.
Yeah.
And I'll certainly pass it on to Brian because Kate's record is really good.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk to each other on Monday.
Fantastic.
And you know, it's just out of pure curiosity is all it is actually.
Yeah.
Just thought it'd be kind of fun to check out Brian's.
Well, fantastic, man. And I mean, what I'd say, Adam, I'll speak with Brian and tell him and tell him of our conversation. But he may well say, I'm not going to commit myself.
Oh no, but as I said, we're not asking for commitment.
No, I know that, and therefore you may get a sort of a non-sequitur answer.
And you know, as long as he says something about it.
Yeah.
but I'll call you on Monday.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fanning.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Cloudbus en daarvoor natuurlijk Brian Ferry en Let's Stick Together. En ik wilde even kort samenvatten. We spraken dus met de manager van Brian Ferry. Hij vond het een prima idee. Moest alleen nog zelf aan Brian zelf vragen. En de oplossing daarvan, dat hoor je volgende week in de enige echte Curry en Van Inkel. Ik ook wel eens last. Feel so lonely.
Radiokijken kun je pas volgende week weer bij Countdown Café. Vanavond komt de uitzending uit de studio, maar wel live met de volgende artiesten. De Dijk, Casual Affairs, een nieuwe Nederlandse band van wereldklasse. Special guest uit Amerika, Phil Carmen en een concert van The Time Bandits. Na Curry en Van Inkel.
Wauw, we hebben een plug gekregen na zo. Curry en Van Inkel. We hebben de hele avond al aangeboden dat wij...
aangeboden?
Ja, het heeft de aandacht.
Ja, de vriendin van Fred Emmer heeft een boekje geschreven en dat heet De Gooise Matras. En daar ben ik in bezig. Ik vind ook voor je opvoeding zeker dat je dat even moet lezen van de week, Adam.
Ik mag het ook lezen.
Ik heb het bijna uit.
Misschien dat ik rode oortjes kreeg, maar...
Er staat ons nog heel wat te wachten.
Een paar passages. Er staat ons heel wat te wachten. Ja, kun je misschien een paar passages voorlezen?
Ja, ik wil daar liever nog even mee wachten. Het punt is namelijk, ik verwacht aan het einde van het boek te lezen...
Ja.
Hetgeen hiervoor geschreven is niet waar, weet je wel, zoiets.
Ja, ja, en dan heeft iedereen al zwart zitten maken in Hilversum.
Tol Hensen en... allemaal rare
naam.
Tol Hensen heet
Tol Hensen. En ja. Je had er ook eentje... wat was het? Mot Hulder.
Dat was Tol Hensen.
Oh, sorry. Nou, goed. Binnenkort ook verwacht in dit theater van Curry en Van Inkel.
Altijd weer verliefd.
Je bent weer welkom in het romantisch hoekje van Curry en Van Inkel. Maurice White. And I need you, baby.
I can take a woman. Or leave her alone.
Gentlemen, please welcome from Holland, Curry and Van Inkel.
Bij het horen hiervan.
Heavy metal, man. Yeah, rock and roll.
Mike Post and the theme from Little Street Blues. I'd really want to bang my head, actually, you know, and all that stuff. Maar
goed, Jeroen, was weer genoeg. Geef me de 5, jongen.
Ja, dit programma werd ondertiteld pagina 199 van Teletext.
En deze is voor jou.
En wij zien jou volgende week weer terug bij Kurjen van Inkel.
Volgaarne.
Tot dan.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in LA with my best old ex-friend Ray. It's not the way it feels.
Het is 10 uur, Radio Nieuwsdienst verzorgd door het ANP.